Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Why don't we begin? You have some housekeeping notes you wanted to bring up, so let's go with it.
Yeah, I was just going to mention to the people that follow my blog and my Substack that I've had issues yesterday, and then it was worse today with the internet, and the slowness is just unbelievable how slow it is. And so that's caused me some problems, and so I probably tomorrow will do a Substack and a blog. I'm running a day late, but don't give up, folks. I'm still working.
Yeah, I know how that is. We have a lot of trouble posting the shows. It used to take only, you know, a few minutes to upload on these different sites. And now it can take hours. And sometimes you have to do it all over again. And I'm not sure exactly what's going on. The phones went dead here the other day, totally dead. So anyway, called on the cell phone rather than landlines. And they did some research and they said, oh, well, it was just a question of programming. And basically all we had to do was throw a switch. Well, who turned it off? You know? And there's a lot of that going on, and it's just too bad. But again, we're at the end, and people better get used to all kinds of things not working. I think the Lord definitely is going to pull the rug out from under the American people and all the things they've relied on, rather than the Lord himself, are all going to be taken away a little bit at a time, maybe a massive flood, who knows. We are coming up on the 18th, which people have, Steve Fletcher and whatnot, have pointed out is a very special and unusual day that's coming, and that's on Sunday, the Christian Day of Rest. And don't forget, Hanukkah begins then, and Hanukkah runs through the 26th, and I have posted stuff on it. It's a high watch time for trouble, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Anyway, I wanted to get back into this thing with Russia and the EU and NATO, China, all of these people. And how do I word this? It's extremely unusual that you have world leaders speaking, if they had, about tossing a few nukes around. I just want to go over some of these little headlines again, because we've never seen anything like this in history, where they are openly calling, and this is not just some, you know, TV show or a radio show. These are the world leaders themselves saying this. Personally, I think they're prepping everybody for a scripted World War III. And when I say scripted, it's all been outlined in the protocols. And how, and Pike, Albert Pike, and his three world wars. And we're already, I believe, in World War III. So anyway, when you're hearing this kind of rhetoric, get ready. We don't know when this is going to occur. It may not be this year, maybe next year, maybe the year after. But get ready for it. Or maybe all this rhetoric is to frighten people so that when they come forward with this big peace agreement, when they say peace and security, anyway, here we go. Just a few of these little comments. Putin readies nukes to strike the West, 10 times more powerful than the Hiroshima bomb. Well, if you wanted to really get into this, the Satan IIs, these are not Satan IIs. But Larry, I remember, unless I'm remembering totally wrong, that our missile silos, the underground and all of that, are on almost 1 hour, half hour alert, and they're gone. They just push the button. They're ready to go. I can't imagine that Russia is any different. So what is this rhetoric about Putin readying nukes to strike the West? Sounds to me like this is just, I don't know what you'd call it, window dressing. You can't tell me that their nuke silos are not ready to go in probably 5 minutes. Because otherwise, what good is a missile deterrent if you can't have it ready for a couple of days? So I'm a little confused. What do you think? You were in SAC. You know how that worked.
Well, I think basically Putin, and you've even, you know, you've said it yourself, that he's tried to warn the world media, the woke media, if you will, the woke governments. He's tried everything he could do to wake people up to the fact of a nuclear war and the nearness of it, and he hasn't been able to do that. And so I think that probably these are visuals. You know, in other words, you get, you know, like Hal Turner, he'll not only place an image with the Yars nuclear missile being loaded into a silo, but he also, they have video now, and it's a lot of visual, if you will. And I think this is basically, Russia's using this as basically a last stop red line, trying to warn this is where it's headed, but of course, doesn't appear too many's being moved by that.
Kind of like a kindergarten or first grade show and tell. Here's my missile. This is what it does, and I will use it. And he has been. Vladimir Putin, there's another headline, renewed his nuke threat again about a missile launch. One missile, he says, will trigger hundreds of warheads. So in one breath, he says, well, we're getting this ready, like you were saying, kind of a show and tell. But in the background, they've got all these missile silos that they can launch instantly if they have to. That's the scary end of this thing. And what's kind of scary about it is what the Bible has to say about the taking out of Babylon the Great. That's the nation. I'm not talking about Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon is the spiritual force behind and the running, basically, of the whole world, we could put it that way. Anyway, he says, I assure you, after the early warning system receives a signal of a missile attack, hundreds of our missiles are in the air. So they're telling you, folks, they can launch these things in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. There will be nothing left of the enemy, because it is impossible to intercept the 100 missiles. This, of course, is a deterrent, a serious deterrent, he added. Kremlin slams Washington for becoming a party to the war in Ukraine. Now we have, did you see that? I think you might have even sent it to me, where we have American troops, folks, on the ground. They were videotaped asking directions from Ukraine people. But we're not involved in the war. I don't know. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it's unbelievable. And some of the intel that's coming in, and Hal Turner is not posting it, but some of the intel that's coming in seem to indicate that Putin is watching very closely NATO military movements that seem to be preparing for a entrance of NATO itself into Ukraine to fight Russia in Ukraine. And at the same time that that's being formed, Belarus just had a drill. Now, here's the drill. Now, this was a drill that wasn't a drill, but it was a drill, okay? That's kind of how you write some of your headings for the shows, you know.
Yes.
A drill that wasn't a drill, but it was a drill, and, you know, and it was a real drill. But here's what happened. Russia sent a lot of troops to Belarus, a lot of armor, a lot of planes. They recently sent an AWACS to Belarus. And so Belarus began to move their armored forces, and they were doing a drill. And the drill was, and the kind of the hint went through, and it said, you know, we're going to move and take a piece of territory inside Ukraine. Well, while everybody was listening, waiting for them to do that, and they moved in that direction, then they returned their forces back down into Belarus, didn't do anything. Here's the rest of the story. While everybody's watching the Ukraine border and the Belarus troops movement, they fail to notice all the Belarusian tank formations, and probably some were also Russian, that now are on the border with Poland and Lithuania. How about that?
Yeah. I don't know. These exercises are very interesting. It reminds me of a guy that's got a .44 Magnum, and there you are saying, well, why do you have that weapon out? Well, it's just an exercise. And then he starts loading it. Well, why are you loading? Well, it's just an exercise. Well, now, you've got it loaded, and you've got it pointed at me, and you're pulling the hammer back. Well, it's just an exercise. And that's the end of the story. And that's kind of where we are. All these exercises are going to lead to World War III. We have to believe the Bible. Now, as to when, that's an open question. But here, the Kremlin slams Washington for becoming a party to the war in Ukraine. They've been there right along. There will be consequences. So this is what makes me wonder just how scripted all of this is. You don't fight a war like this, I don't think, or certainly I wouldn't. But then that's probably why I'm not a Russian general, because this would have been over some time ago. Anyway, Russia warned the U.S. on Thursday that it risked escalating the war in Ukraine if it pushed ahead with plans to equip Kiev with sophisticated air defense missile systems. And it would face consequences if we did that. And Foreign Minister spokeswoman Maria Sakharova, I guess, said that the U.S. had effectively become a party to the war. And, of course, U.S. troops are already on the ground. I couldn't believe it, Larry. They were asking Russian civilians directions on where to go and how to get there. This whole thing is insane. And anyway, he goes down here, Russian missile barrage knocks out power. Now they got 50% of the powers out. You get different reports. I did see a satellite picture where almost all of Ukraine was dark. And here we go, Russia readies a second Yars nuke. They've got a whole lot more than that out there. Anyway, updated point of no return, Kremlin. Russia and the West have reached confrontational stage. We are at a point of no return. Russia is unable to defeat the NATO bloc without using nuclear weapons, a Russian commander has said. Russia is fighting against the entire Western world, so the next escalation of the war will only be one, nuclear. If NATO countries exceed certain limits and dispatch of Leopard tanks, they are very close to crossing the red line. Here are all these threats from Russian military. Here's another one from Hal Turner. Deputy Speaker of the Russian Senate, West faces existential choice. Continued suicidal strategy or engage in self-preservation. Now, existential means concerned with existence, especially human existence. So when they make a comment like that, folks, this is coming right out of, the Kremlin. And that doesn't happen unless that's got the stamp of approval of Putin or the military that's running it. It just keeps going on and on, Larry. According to the spokesman, suggests that there are still remnants, listen to this one, of common sense and a sense of self-preservation in France and Germany, which are behaving more responsibly. That sentiment, however, is not shared by a number of other EU countries, including the Baltic nations and Poland. So, I don't know. Now, Macron of France, I believe it is, wanted to do something with the security guarantees for Russia. But NATO and America has consistently lied to the Russians. Why should they believe anything that NATO or EU or America says? They'd have to be idiots to believe anything that was said. So I just believe this is all coming up to a war. Now, maybe it's a limited war that'll jar the world into this peace and security, peace and security. What do you think? It just looks that way.
Well, it certainly could be. And at the same time that this is going on, we've got Russia and Iran. Russia now is receiving, ballistic missiles and rockets and attack drones from Iran, being manufactured in Iran and transported. They're flying them into Russia. And Russia now has had to make more guarantees to defend Iran. So while you've got this closer relationship because of this Ukraine war with Iran and Russia and China and North Korea, Netanyahu is coming into office. The word that's leaking out of basically Tel Aviv at the present time is the fact that it's just rumors, but that Netanyahu, as he comes in, he is through playing around with Iran, and he's through playing around with the U.S. Biden administration, and the word is that Israel will take care of their own Iranian problem themselves. So if that's true, there's you another big one right there in that region of the world. You know, that's kind of like Europe. It's not
yep.
far from Europe and tied into the Middle East. But at the same time, it Stuart, all of this still connects the West versus Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran.
Yep.
It just involves Israel.
What I'm waiting for in Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia, it seems like it's Russia. A lot of people argue over that, Gog Magog, who is it? But it is Gog Magog or Russia and the surrounding territories of Russia that have been arming all of these people for years. And I think something is going to happen. Maybe Israel does something really stupid. Remember the Israeli mistake that we haven't seen yet of Cliff High and the bots? Might be that they try to take out Iran and get into a real situation, which then would trigger, because of treaties, Russia will have to come down and defend Iran, and the only way they could do that would be to take out Israel. And at the same time they go into Israel, according to Ezekiel 38, they think an evil thought, and they say, let's go north and we'll take out or neutralize this this great nation. And that nation is the United States. And we have been gathered out of all the nations. Read it. And the United States is a melting pot from all different nations. Now, Israel has the same identity, gathered out of all the nations, because they all come home. And we're watching some of this starting now to develop seriously. Anyway, one of the comments made by one of the Russian, words like this are not generally spoken in world affairs. Yet these are, in fact, the precise words now being used by the Russian leadership. That's been my point. Why are they using this kind of language, folks, if they don't mean it? I mean, sooner or later, Putin and the military are going to have to respond to their own rhetoric, or they totally lose faith. What do you think, Larry? I think that we're moving rapidly into this mess.
Well, not only will they lose faith, but seriously, now this is serious. The Biden administration and the elites for a long time now, way back before actually the Clintons, actually you mentioned it talking about Brzezinski. They decided they were going to not only bring down the Soviet Union, they were going to completely devastate and destroy Russia as a nation.
Yes.
This has been a plan all along. Putin's not stupid. He knows this plan. He knows about this plan. And Ed Dames even leaked to us that the fact that America a couple of times had tried to set up a scenario where they could do a preemptive nuclear strike against Russia. And, well, basically they said an unseen hand prevented it both times without going into what that hand looked like. But with that being said, Stuart, Putin knows that when all this begins, that the U.S. especially, you can call it, you know, we are really NATO. I mean, as a matter of fact, the headline came out yesterday that Germany, who has been saying they could actually fight a major war for 7 days, they found out now they've sent so much ammo and material, war material, to Ukraine, they won't last 2 days in a major war. And a lot of the other European nations are in the same boat. They've sent so much of their war material already over into Ukraine, they can't defend themselves hardly. So basically now, NATO is the U.S., which means NATO is the Biden woke administration. Isn't that comforting? But
yes,
while we're
comforting.
Sitting in our living room and watching this play out on not very much mainstream news, Putin knows this, and I would say that he knows to prevent not ever seeing a Russia ever again in this world, and he's mentioned that. He's brought that up, that he will have to take America out completely.
Yep, and that is, I think, confirmed in Ezekiel 38, because that nation to the north over the poles is, of course, the United States, a.k.a. Babylon the Great, whether people want to believe it or not. I think what people get confused of is Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon is the spirit part of Babylon, and Mystery Babylon's been around for, well, practically forever. It's satanic to its core. It's mystery, and you'll find that in all kinds of places in the Bible. Anyway, it's kind of interesting. Here's another one, the big picture. Ukraine has pressed the U.S. and its allies to deliver more advanced weapons to counter Russian missiles, which have destroyed much of the country's critical infrastructure, including its energy facilities. Ramping up U.S. military assistance, including the transfer of these weapons, would mean even broader involvement of military personnel, U.S. military personnel, in hostilities. And that would have great ramifications. And here's another headline, Larry. I'm not sure if Russia preparing to conduct a massive new invasion of Ukraine from the north. Evidently, they spotted some a top general in Ukraine is warning Russia is currently putting together an enormous new army. What do you think that's about?
Well, they're putting together more than one enormous new army, and, you know, people, it's just not in the news. We just, our news is so watered down and anemic, Stuart, probably on purpose. The American people are clueless, and one of the things I was going to mention, too, Stuart, a lot of people says, well, Russia's struggled so much with, you know, their planes and their tanks and, you know, their missiles and their ships, and they're just not doing that good. But I say this, Stuart, I say that when people think about a war with Russia, well, let me put it this way. A kinetic, conventional war with Russia is a completely, entirely different picture than a thermonuclear war with Russia. Russia has the nukes.
Yes, and they've said they have them, and they're not afraid to use them. And according to the Bible, they do use them. And they annihilate, basically, the United States in a surprise attack. So that's in the scriptures, folks. That's prophecy. And people can mock and say, well, America's not in the Bible. It's not in Bible prophecy. That's what our illustrious prophetic scholars tell us. You know, and I listen to that, and I just have to laugh and cry at the same time. Do you folks really believe that the United States, who essentially brought Israel into existence and has sustained Israel all the way through, is not known by God, is not illustrated in the Bible? Is God blind in one eye and can't see out of the other? When I hear that kind of rhetoric, I just shudder.
Well,
about these so-called prophecy scholars that don't even know America's in the Bible. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was laughing when you were saying that because, you know, they don't believe it's in the Bible. But what's so odd, and of course I don't tell anybody to believe the Torah codes. I certainly do. I believe that these embedded words were put in there when this was written, when the Torah was written, actually. And what's interesting, Stuart, over the years, Barry Rothman, who has ran some of the most intriguing and interesting Torah codes because he has the guts to ask basically the questions and run the words that most of the others that are involved in the Middle East only and basically the Old Testament, they skip over. And he gets U.S. He gets words like USA. He gets words like America. He also gets a lot of words that are intertwined, and it's almost like woven through with the Fourth Reich.
Yes. Here's something. I can't vet this. I'm not even sure who posted it. Russia issues grave warning. Prepare to defend Earth. Fallen angels have returned. In an extraordinary report prepared by the Military Scientific Committee of the Armed Forces on the just-completed trials of Almaz Entry High Energy Laser Directed Energy Weapon System project by the 27th Central Research Institute states that their immediate disbursement to Federation allies India, China, and Brazil is needed to defend our planet against interdimensional entities who could soon attempt to recapture, get the wording here, folks, interdimensional entities who could soon attempt to recapture the Earth. Important to note about this report are the references to interdimensional entities contained in its date back to the Great Patriotic War, World War II, when then-Soviet intelligence services confirmed that the German Nazi regimes existed, existing rather, had a communications link, and what can only be described as fallen angels and demons, but which are our planet's oldest written records, refer to them as gods. These are the same entities that the Native Americans called star people or star nation people. Remember, they speak all the time. Remember, Larry, you know very well, it's full of Native American folklore in just about all the tribes about the star people. What do you think? And that leads into where we were going anyway.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And isn't it odd that you would get more rhetoric out of Russia, basically, than you would out of any of the Western militaries? And it's so odd, Stuart, that, you know, what's strange is this Ukraine war also, according to, according to even the Tor codes and data from Michael Sala, and, well, a number of individuals talking about, Stuart, space arcs that are buried on Earth. And it made me think back, Stuart. You know, you remember when we used to talk about years ago the Black Knight satellite?
Yes.
A satellite that we were monitoring a signal from since, I guess, what, the 50s, 40s or 50s. And
yes,
that this satellite was in an orbit that we didn't even we couldn't even put one up in that orbit, Stuart. We couldn't do it. And it was in that orbit. It was apparently an ancient satellite that was set up there by somebody to keep watch over something on planet Earth. And it also didn't only glean and watch Earth. Apparently, we've recorded messages that it beamed out to other star systems or interdimensionally. We don't know. We don't know. And every time we try to look into any of these things or talk about them, we get cut short and then turned off, basically. So with that being said, it's interesting that actually, remember Putin is one of those that for some time now has been leaking a little bit of data, you know, on Russian connection with some of these entities. And of course, we know that the U.S. has done the same thing. UK's done it. China's done it. And even the Israelis have done the very same thing. So what's interesting and what I would like for you, you know, is to ask you, is it very possible that this so-called elite New World Order crowd is following a timeline given by the, the fallen ones to start a war that would utilize and use up and bring great fear upon planet Earth and, you know, basically render most of our militaries worldwide useless? And then, well, who's going to shoot at them when they come back?
Well, that's exactly right, and I think that's what the plan is. I've always thought, and I couldn't prove it, and I do vacillate back and forth, but it seems to me we have to have a major war. And then these so-called aliens, our brothers and sisters from the Galactic Federation, will come down here and say, you guys, we're not going to allow you to do this. And so we are going to set up a hybrid government, which you will find if you go into Stan Dale's most excellent work in his book, Cosmic Conspiracy, where he goes into what Daniel the prophet said about the arrival. Now, I know people just, they roll their eyes, but there is an arrival coming. It's right there in Thessalonians. And it's, I'll read you part of it. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion. They should believe a lie. Well, what's a delusion? Well, the basis of the delusion, of course, is evolution. That's the foundation underpinning of it. Because if you only have evolution, then we are, as a human race, where we're supposed to be, as we're evolving upwards. Well, if that's true, you don't need a Messiah and you don't need a Redeemer, which is what Phoenix Rising and Mary Summer Rain and Noyes had to say in her book, that the aliens, so-called, we know them as fallen angels, are going to come down here, and she says they're going to prove stuff. They're going to prove, probably, that they are our creators, and we will bow down to them. In fact, there was a very astute lawyer who did some research on that, and he said if they can prove that they constructed our DNA, then they own us legally, and they will be able to do whatever they choose to do. And if you read what Stan has to say about it, that's not very pleasant, let's put it that way. I don't know if any of you folks ever saw District 9. Did you see that, Larry?
Oh, I did.
You know, it's kind of like that, where Stan says they're going to have their own strongholds, but they will intermingle with humanity and set up a hybrid government. And this is what this is talking about right here in Thessalonians in Revelation 12. There was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought with his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels cast out. That's an arrival, folks. That's an arrival. Here's an interesting one, Larry. A fully funded expedition will dredge up a large object that crashed into the Indian Ocean, in 2014 to determine if it was an alien craft. A Harvard professor believes a meteor that crashed into the southwestern Pacific Ocean near Australia nearly a decade ago may well be an alien spacecraft. He's already got the funding, $2.2 million expedition to retrieve this mysterious object. What do you think?
Well, it reminds me a whole lot of that movie they made. And remember, it was in Antarctica where this craft was, and these, I guess you could call them carrot people or whatever, a carrot being.
Yeah, the thing. Yes.
The thing. That was the name of it. And how that thing, when they broke into that craft and took part of it back, the thing got out of control and began to take over everybody and even the animals. That was a scary movie.
Very scary. In fact, my dad took me to it with the whole family, and I was very young at the time, and I had a nightmare that night. The thing came into my room and was coming over to the bed. And I guess I was screaming bloody murder.
Wow.
Because my mother rushed into the room and woke me up. But, yeah, that was a very scary movie, particularly for kids. Anyway, I wanted to get into that because of you wanted to talk about the alien world order of the Torah Code, where we get the United States, USA, government, perverter, UFO, Nazi, under the heavens, sky, little ones, and stranger aliens, which are in your gates. Because isn't that what we're just talking about? I don't know. Russia issued grave warning, prepared to defend Earth. The fallen angels have returned. Well, they've been here for a while, folks. I know people just don't believe it. We have been working with these aliens for a long, long time, a very long time, actually. In fact, they've been with us since Adam and Eve. Satan was in the garden, him and his minions. So that's why we have such spiritual wars that we have, human beings. Anyway, what do you think with this alien world order of the Torah codes?
Well, it's kind of interesting, and I look at it maybe a little different than other people do, because I look at that word, you know, number one is United State without an S. It's not plural.
Yes, that's right.
And Barry seems to indicate that, and he says, I believe this, he says the Axis term United State does not bode well for America. He says, I believe the United States, plural, was killed when Biden was elected president. If you voted for Biden, then you voted to kill America. And what have we been watching? The death of this nation. Biden is killing America more and more every single day. And
yes.
Basically, what is interesting is since the United States is singular, and it seems that basically the Reich and even the fallen ones want to have, I guess you could use the term, it's even a spiritual term, strongholds. It
yes.
is very possible, because I really do believe that that Jesus did appear to that Norwegian prophet, if you will, and actually told him that the United States was going to break up into three or four different or five different regions of certain states banding together against that central government. So what we may see play out, Stuart, and I don't know, but what we may see play out is that this, you know, Washington, D.C., from my perspective, is our greatest enemy. I mean, inside Washington, D.C. is the Reich, is
yes.
the fallen ones and their influence, is the Nazis, if you want to put it that way, is the communist movement. Everything anti-American is in Washington, D.C., and it's not a state. It's a district, as they call it. Well, Stuart,
yes.
You know, we know that New York and some of these other locations are probably going to stay communist. So it's very possible that what Jesus told Anton Johansson, the Norwegian seer, or prophet, if you will, is that some states in America, before this is over, and I believe we're moving in that direction now, I'm getting feelers. They're quiet, they're underground, but it's happening, that certain state governments are preparing for something such as this. And it's very possible that if you, and I've shared this with people before, if you're in a certain location that is going full communism, that you're going to be a stronghold for evil. There's no way around this. And you're also going to be a platform for an invasion, and probably your government of that state will probably invite UN troops and Chinese troops into your midst. But I can't prove all this, Stuart. That's just a kind of a synopsis of mine.
Well, that's what Ken Peters said. He was a kid when he had that vision. And he mentioned that. Now, his vision, he said, was after the resurrection and the rapture. But he said UN troops came in, and they patrol all over the United States. And they eventually, of course, rounded everybody up and took them to the execution chambers. And you could denounce your faith in Jesus Christ, and then you would take the mark. But if you didn't, your head was cut off. And that was a very, very vivid thing that he had, vision. And during the time, he said, this was long before the military Humvees and long before the military-type Humvees where you have the machine gun on the back. But he said, as soon as I saw them, then I knew that's what I had seen. And so it is coming. There's no question about it. And the United States is going to be invaded. In fact, we already have been. We're now a communist nation. we have, I believe, hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions of troops that have infiltrated into the United States, and they're just waiting for the call. First, we're following the same blueprint that this guy in 1984 of all times, a Russian KGB agent, defected. And he laid out the plan, and everything he has said is going to come to pass, has already come to pass. In fact, we are at the point, he claims, in his writings and statements, that we're almost through the destabilization process and that an emergency can occur in a week, and then America's finished. And so we're going to have to just wait. It's coming as a surprise to everybody, but it's going to happen, folks. Prophecy says so. America goes down, first from within and then from without. And they're working their plan, and it's working totally. I mean, I don't know. It's perfection how they're doing it. Here's one for you. It doesn't surprise me. Bill Gates caught admitting climate change is a World Economic Forum scam to his inner circle. They got him on tape saying that. What do you think, Larry? The whole thing is a scam from start to finish anyway.
Well, it's just one of many scams that they've been using on, you know, I read a book by somebody called Rob Lou or something like that. It talked about, the planet Hercobulus, or I think was the name of it. And he used terminology about poor, pitiful humanity. And I'm to the point, I hate to admit it, but humanity is very easily overtaken, very easily fooled, stupid most of the time, and if they do become woke, they're even more dangerous. So what have we got with humanity?
Well, that's, of course, it goes all the way back to the fall, and people just don't want to admit that humanity is a fallen race. When you talk about fallen, we think of demons, and we think of Satan, and the Islamic world calls them jinn. They have all kinds of names. Spiritual entities of very evil spiritual entities, and on it goes. But they never will admit that humanity is the same. We're fallen. We're in that same category. God classifies humanity as a fallen race, as an evil race. Jesus said, "You being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children." You being evil. We're classified as evil. And that's why when people mock Jesus Christ, they do not understand why he was here, what he did when he was here, and what that momentous event that shook the entire universe at the cross. People have no clue as to what really went down at that cross. And a death of Christ. That kind of sealed the fate of the United States and the people in it and the people of the world. And Jesus said, you got a choice. You can either do what I tell you or you're going to go down to a very bad place. And what has the American people done? What has the people of the world done? No. We don't believe that garbage. What in the world are you talking about? Blood religion. Like Harari said, Jesus is the beginning of the fake. He's a fake. Fake news. These people are headed for eternal ruin because one reason. Jesus said, look, I brought the truth to you. I'll prove it to you. Well, if he said, I'll prove it to you, and we don't take him up on that challenge, who's responsible for going into eternal ruin? It's like a professor who has a class. He's got 100 students. And the first day of the class, he says, you know, this is a really tough course. However, if you will study, and if you have questions, come ask me. I'll stick with you until you understand it. So anyway, 99 of the students went out and partied and didn't think anything about it. And when test time came, 99 of them flunked and one passed. Well, whose fault is it that they all flunked? It's their own fault. This is what Jesus is trying to get across to the human race. I came down here to save you, but if you're going to reject that, well, I guess it's curtains for you. So we can't accept that sort of thing, so we deny it, I guess, anyway. What else? What do you got, Larry, you want to bring up, too?
Well, I was thinking as you were sharing that, how that when we do read about, you know, and there's a lot of people says, oh, I just want the Lord to do something. Well, he literally did something in the deluge. In other words,
yes.
the great flood, he did something. I mean, he did something that shook the whole world, and I don't guess the world's got over it yet. No, they're still trying to cover it up. But oddly enough, and this is what, you know, where I'm coming from, when there's a great catastrophe and the Lord is involved, you know, the Creator is involved, what shocks me looking into it is historically that way is that he doesn't come out with great numbers, you know, like maybe 8.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we just can't believe that, and then we cannot believe we're fallen. And if people would only understand what that word actually means, they might wake up to a few things, but I doubt it. We're on the fast track to, well, here's an article. Artificial womb facility for 30,000 babies per year. That's the headline. My headline is this. This is right out of Iron Mountain. Artificial lab-grown babies. And now the elite are even coming right out and saying, we are planning on gene-editing babies via DNA CRISPR technology. So what you can have is a designer baby. Go ahead.
Yeah, which means, Stuart, basically what you're looking at and what they're telling you is that baby will not be Adamic.
That's right. That's right. But I'm not sure too many people care one way or the other anymore. Say, sun anomalies, you were getting a bunch. You want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, it's really interesting because it hasn't stopped. I've been watching this really closely. There's almost zero news, Stuart, on mainstream. It's like they don't even know it's happening. But intense solar flare activity and that new sunspot, AR3165, it's been putting out, as a matter of fact, in the last 48 hours, Stuart, and we mentioned this on Wednesday night show, now the count is up to, it has put out, as far as I've counted, 15 solar flares. They're all M's. They're saying they're very concerned about some coming X flares out of that region, but yet that region, and you'd ask me Wednesday night, are they Earth directed? Well, no, I found out finally that they're not. They're missing us. However, there's another one that's becoming extremely active that is dead on facing us right now. So we're going to have to watch this, but the sun is really going bonkers, if you want to call it that.
Well, the 18th is coming up. Everybody's pointing to it. Maybe we'll get a little action from the sun, S-O-N. Anyway, here's another headline. Netanyahu vows to forge historic peace treaty with Saudi Arabia to end the Arab-Israeli conflict once and for all, but says fresh thinking is needed. What do you think?
Well, when I hear that, Stuart, and when I hear you say that and read that, I remember that the experience you had about Netanyahu and your comments you made where you really truly believe that he's going to lead Israel into what's coming towards the millennium. And if that's true, then he's going to have to make unprecedented agreements with somebody to go to the point that seemingly prophetic directions seem to indicate Israel goes, right?
Yep, peace and security. When they say peace and security, they've been saying it for a long time, but there's coming I think this war is what's coming. Anyway, let's see. Hospital homicide. Listen to this one, kids. This is so, I'll tell you what, newborn baby. Now, this has been happening all over. They just don't report it. This poor kid, newborn baby, dies from huge blood clots following pre-surgery transfusion of COVID vaccine-tainted blood that the parents did not want. Now, you probably already heard about what happened in New Zealand, where the parents did not want their baby operated on unless they could find non-vaxxed pure blood. Well, here's what happens. And folks still don't believe what's going on. I just can't, I don't know, Larry. It's too much for me to wrap around, I guess. And what else you got you want to bring up?
Well, I find it's really interesting. Here's what Dr. Robert Malone says. And by the way, he's got a new free ebook if people want to search it on the web. It's called, and this is Dr. Robert Malone. It's called or titled Lies My Government Told Me. And he says, for years now, Americans have been subjected to COVID-19, which was developed for warfare by the military, and the U.S. government has lied to the people of this nation about
That's
a bioweapon developed offshore and used in warfare against the American people. There we are, Stuart, from the inventor of the mRNA technology. How's that?
Yep, I remember. I just found an article. I can't remember who wrote it. Some lady who's a researcher. But anyway, she proves through documents that it's the Department of Defense that is the actual, and that would be mean DARPA, are behind all this. And you may remember how the threats were coming out? Well, we'll just invoke the military and they'll ship all these vaccines to everywhere. And the military was constantly being brought up. I think they're getting ready so that when this next super bug that's going to kill everybody, and of course it'll be the vaccines that everybody took that'll be killing them. That's their cover story. But we're going to be in for masking, social distancing, isolation, and FEMA camps when this next thing comes down. That's where they're headed. That's what they want to do. They're just liars. They're satanically controlled. And they're going to die in their sins if they don't repent, which they probably will not. Anyway, here's another one. People died from mRNA vaccine damaged hearts. New peer-reviewed German study provides direct evidence. And still, people are going to roll up their sleeves. Pfizer, BioNTech, fast-tracked by the FDA for combined COVID and flu vaccine. Folks, you go in for a flu vaccine, you're going in for an mRNA jab. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? Last comments.
I think that they're busy tainting everything. And if people don't know what the word taint means, look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's too bad. And you've had all kinds of chemtrails down there. We get them here all the time. Very, very, I mean, they cover the whole sky. They're really very, very busy. Anyway, there's so much more to cover, but I don't know. It's just too bad what's going on in this country, and we're in for it, and it's a slow train wreck. And more bad economic news. I don't know what happened today, but the other day it went down. Yesterday, I think it was 900 points. So who knows what's coming next? Only the Lord. So anyway, any last word, Larry?
Yeah, I was just going to mention the latest breaking news seems to indicate the January 6th committee is now considering asking the Department of Justice to pursue at least two criminal charges against Trump. They've got to get Trump.
Yep. Yep, they do. Anyway, thanks a lot, folks, for listening. Thanks, Larry. Take care.